Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you and praise you for the Word of God, where you show us you're God and that you're in charge of everything. And there's no other God besides you. Lord, help us today to understand your principles and to realize the importance of walking in your principles so we don't have to walk in sickness and disease. Lord, we don't want to be sick. We want to be well. And we want to obey your word. So, Lord, I thank you for this book, and I ask you to reveal to us today these truths, and I ask you to speak out of my mouth as I yield myself to the Holy Spirit. May you totally be in control, and may you show us your word today. And we want to praise you and thank you, Father, for the word. Now, Satan, I rebuke you and command you not to steal a word out of anybody's mind or hearts that's here today, and I command you to leave. And not to steal any words out. And Father, I ask you by your Holy Spirit to lock these words in their minds and their hearts so that they'll have them there so they will not sin against you, so they will know what they need to do to walk in divine health. Thank you, Father, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. To start off, we're going to start off in Exodus 23:25. Now, we're going to be teaching out of the NLT today. The NLT is called the New Living Translation, and we can put, with this new software we have available, we can put these words on the screen for you. So you can also, if you'd like, write them down, check them out in the King James or the New King James or the Amplified or whatever translation you use, because basically they all say the same things, but some of them are a little easier to read than others. But I want to show you what the Word of God says. In Exodus 23:25, it says, "You must serve only the Lord your God." Now, if this is coming from God, do you think he means what he says? Sure, he didn't say if you want to. He said you must. You know, it's not like you telling your children you can go downtown to the show tonight or you can stay at home. It makes no difference with me. Now, but God ain't like that on this, is he? You know, if you want your child to go see that movie that they're showing downtown, you said, tonight you must go see this movie. Well, that means the child in your home, they have no options. If daddy says you must go see this movie tonight, what is that child commanded by God to do? Obey you. Your children are commanded in God's word to obey you. What if the boy's 16 years old and he says, no, you old fool, I don't want to go see that movie tonight. Now then, see, not only you may give him a spanking, or you may not give him a spanking, it all depends on what you do, but if that child disobeys you, he has started a process of early death in his life. See, the Word of God says, children, obey your parents, so that your life may be long on the earth. So see, when you disobey and do not honor your parents, you set up a death process that starts shortening your life immediately. God's no respecter of persons. A lot of people have no idea. I hear people all the time say, you know, my old man. Hey, don't call your daddy your old man. Call him your daddy. Honor him. Well, you don't have to. You can die early if you want to. You know, but who wants to die at 40 or 50? You know, now, but see, if God said this, he means what he says, doesn't he? Just like here he said, you must serve only the Lord your God if, now this is a big word in the Bible, if you do, I will bless you with food and water and I will keep you healthy. Now, is that what we're here for? We want our food and water to be blessed and we want to be healthy. In other words, in the King James, he says to take away all sickness and disease. You know, so if you, Dave might be able to switch that right quick. I don't know if he can or not, but, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now, you see, there's a little bit of difference in the wording that there, but do both those translations say the same thing? Do you want all sickness taken away from you? Do you want to be healthy in everything you do? I think that's why we're all here. Because we want to know what God said about being healthy. Well, people don't understand. Like Dave and I, as we was hauling gravel yesterday, we were talking about some of these things riding down the road. He and I spend a lot of time together, and when we're together, we don't talk about the weather unless we're on an airplane looking at the computer. Then we talk about the weather. That's when the weather's important. But otherwise, when we're driving a truck or whatever we're doing, and even after we talk about the weather a few minutes and get that all down on our computers, on our airplane, then we talk about the Word of God again. So we fly along talking about the Word of God. We drive along together talking about the Word of God. We sit in my office talking about the Word of God. He and I spend a lot of time talking about the Word of God. Yesterday, he was telling me, you know, the more I learn about this book and the more I learn God's requirements, he said, it makes me wonder how we even live to be 70. You see, we break God's rule so many ways and so many places. If he wasn't merciful, y'all all understand where I'm coming from? If God wasn't merciful, that's just like the other night when we were at GLC, God's Learning Channel, making television shows. And sure, I was on live out there on the Light of the Southwest. 2 hours, she and I sat there and talked to Al and Tommy Cooper on camera. And as we talked about all these wonderful things, we were telling them about what God's doing and all the things that he's doing and everything. And we had no idea the number of people that was going to call in that asked questions. And some of the questions I asked, you would think, goodness gracious alive, those are the simplest things. Why don't they know these things? I mean, these people are Christians 10, 20, 30 years, and they don't know. I mean, the answers were so simple. But hey, the answer is only simple if you've read the book, right? And then if you believe the book. In fact, one of the questions that was asked me, it says here, my husband sexually abused me and I left him 20 years ago. Should I go back to him? You know, when I read, I answered it like this on the air. I said, I don't understand this. When a woman says her husband sexually molested her, I said, there's obviously a problem here that the woman here doesn't know that she was made for her husband. And anytime her husband wants to have sex, the wife is to submit. The scripture clearly says in the Word of God that the body of the wife does not belong to herself. It belongs to her husband. And it clearly says that his body does not belong to him. It belongs to his wife. So, it makes no difference, man or wife. Once you get married, if you come in and you've had a hard day and you're tired and it's exactly the right time of the month and your wife wants to have sex and she says, I want to go to bed with you right now, you're not to say, no, I'm too tired. You're to honor her and do what she requests. Same way with a wife. You know, the wife is to submit or yield to the husband. So I said, I don't understand how a woman married to a man could have been sexually molested by her husband. If he wanted to have sex, let him have it. But see, she didn't, obviously. She didn't know the scriptures. So for some reason, she withheld herself from her husband. So he, what she considered, raped her, you might say, and that caused her to leave her husband. See, this woman and this man, probably neither one of them knew the Word of God. Now, it's destroyed their life. It brought sickness and disease upon them because they disobeyed God's Word. But people don't understand these things. And you don't hear many things like this taught in church. But it's in the Bible. How many of y'all know the scriptures that I just talked about is in the Bible? Any of y'all read them before? Oh, okay, some of you have. Some of you know I'm not just talking. But anyway, it says here, and go back to the NLT on that. And it says, you must serve only the Lord your God if you do. Now, what if you don't serve him? What's he going to do for you? Is he going to bless your food and your water? No. See, sometimes we fail to see that. You must serve only the Lord your God, and if you do, I will bless you with food and water, and I will keep you healthy. How many of you know that, you may not know this, because, but in the Metroplex area, and a huge area around Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma, and all around, we have had what we consider for the last 3 or 4 years a tremendous drought. I mean, the tanks and lakes and 15 and 20 foot low and everything else. We have prayed and done all kinds of things to be blessed with water. Well, okay, one day God heard our prayer. He said, okay, I'm going to bless you with water. And what has He done lately? I mean, He has flooded the place. The lakes are running over, every lake everywhere. I mean, out in Odessa the other day, yeah, He blessed it with water. Downtown Odessa was 5 and 6 feet deep in water. That's not exactly a blessing, is it? No. I mean, when cars are, water's up on the windshields, that's not exactly a blessing, is it? So, you see anything wrong with maybe something we as Americans might be doing a little bit wrong? That's not exactly pleasing the King? But you know what? We don't have a clue that this is why these things are happening. Oh, by the way, if you have a cell phone, please turn it off so we won't be interrupted with them. But the Lord said, if you do, I will bless you with food and water, and I will keep you healthy, or I, God, will take sickness and disease away from you. So what do we have to do to be blessed with food and water and to be blessed with no sickness and no disease? What do we have to do? Serve God. Is that right? I mean, we only read one scripture. We already got the answer. We can just say a prayer and go home now. We got the answer. You know? I mean, is that true? I mean, God said it. If He said it one time, He means it, doesn't He? But you see what He said. He demands that you serve Him. Maybe we don't know how to serve Him. Maybe we don't know what it means. Just like I'll tell you right here, that Cheryl and I just got back from 2 weeks in Germany. We went over there and preached the Word. And one night we were at a big church over in Berlin. And there was a woman come up, and she had several things wrong with her. And I told her, I said, well, I'll pray for you. But before I do, I said, I need to know a few things about you. I said, how much time do you spend every day reading God's Word? She said, I don't read it.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.